Lamed Mar Cheshvan, first day Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Thursday the 8th of November, Rabbi Yitzhak Ehrenfeld, Esav and Yishmael.
Rabbi Wiesenfeld mentioned the Noise. I have my papers here, you get smicha immediately. Of Geshem and Mota, and he brought two Mahalchim, the Hashulchan and the Malbim. And there is another Nekudah that goes along with the Malbim. You know, the word Geshem has a connotation of Lahakshim, to realize, to bring out something that is already there, but to give it a kiyum and a realization, and to bring it forth, to be Megala, Lahakshim, as we say in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Geshem, Rashi says, came, the Deshoim were there. They were just at Pesach HaAdomah, Rashi says. Just they didn't come out. They weren't realized as a fact, but the Koyach of those Deshoim were there. And the Geshem came then to bring out what was already there. So maybe that goes along with what you said, B'Shem HaMalbim, that the Geshem is, when it's down, it's in the earth, it's part of this Olam of Mayim HaTachtonim that comes together with the Mayim Elyonim, and they bring Lidei Maise, the Koyach that's vested in the Bria. Maybe. Thank you. I'd like to recite a Chazal. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf It's Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Oid Acheres Yesh Lahem Beroimi. There is another festive ceremony that happens in Rome. Achas L'Shivim Shono, once in 70 years, Mevi'im Odom Sholem, Umarkiven Oisoi Al Odom Chige. We bring a man who is complete, he's healthy, and walks on his own, and they put him on the shoulders of a Odom Chige, person who limps, who suffers. Umalbishin Oisoi Bigde Odom Horishay. He wears big day Odom Harishon. Umanichen loy beroishoi, karkif loy shel Rabbi Yishmael. They put a mask on his face, which is karkif loy shel Rabbi Yishmael. And Rashi explains, Odom sholem keneged Esav, Rashi says. Odom chige keneged Yankov tzoylea al yereichoi. Kaloima Adayin Esav Shoilet Al Yankiv. Their intention is to prove that Esav is Shoilet. He's the Adam Sholem and Yankiv is the Ish Chige. Shalodam Arishin, and Rashi explains that to mean Vehein Bigde Chamudois Shehoyu Le Esav. As we learn in the Parsha that Rivka had the Bigde Chamudois of Esav and she gave it to Yankiv to wear when he goes into be mekabel the brachos. Zokt Rashi karkif loy shel Rabbi Yishmael. Kohen Godel, Rabbi Yishmael was a Kohen Godel. Umeharuge Malchus hoyo. He was from the Aruge Malchus, as we know from the piyut on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'av. Umitoich yofyoi. Nichnes belev bas kesa. Behivshita oil ponov, and she had the oil ponov removed, mufshat, from Rabbi Yishmael, as we say in the Alzei Levonoin or Yom Kippur, in the end of the Avodah and Musaf, vechonto beafar semoin, and they preserved it with shemen afar semoin, shetehei mikuyemes v'lo yishtane. And Rashi ends his words, "Va'adayin munach Beginzei Roimi. It's still there till this very day in the archives of the Vatican in Roimi. And the Gemara is Mamshech, Chazal Mamshech. Umanichle Beroishai Karkifle Shel Bishmoel, Vetolu Le Betzavari Maskel Reish Zuze de Pisa. They attire him with gold. Umechapim Es Hashvogim Beinoch, the streets, with the rest of the gold. Umachrizen Lefonov. Achve Demorne Zayafne. The brother of our Tsar, of our great man, the Mori, of our teacher. That's Yankiv, obviously. Because Roimi are descendants of Esav. That's Edom. Achve de Mone Zayafne, de Chome Chome. Whoever sees this parade will see it. De Loi Chome Loi Chome. Because it's once in 70 years, Rashi explains. And Yemei Odom Shivim Shona. It's a parade that happens once in 70 years. Ma ahanele l'ramoye. What is this ramai? What did it help him, his ramoyes, that he took the brochus? Ramoyes. Falsely. Ma ahanele l'ramoye b'ramouse u'lezaifone b'zaifnuse. O mesaymen. They end this procession, Hochi, Vai le Dain, Kat Yokum Dain, Vai to us, le Dain, to the Isholim, when this Ishchiga will stand. In other words, deep down, they know that the end is the end for them. Is Achrisay Adiyev. Chazal. Versteht sich, it's Dvorim Kedoshim, and it's Sisrei Torah, and it's Dvorim Amukim. Nothing happens in the world, and especially Chazal will not repeat some story that happens in Rome as a something curious and interesting, but there's Oymik, and this Fateich is the Mahus of Esav and his connection, his Yachas to Klal Yisrael. What's happening here? Why is it that the mask, the karkifloi, that they put on this individual happened to be the karkifloi shel Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol? That's what happened. We know the story. But Chazal madgish the name of the owner of that mask. The Pasuk says, Vayelach Esav el Yishmoel. Vayikach es mochlas bas Yishmoel ben Avrom. Achos nevoyois al noshav loy leisha. Rashi says, al noshav, hoisef risha al risho. We know that the musig of risho usually is benegei le Esav. It refers usually to Esav. The special kinui of risho. Malchus ha-resha. Hoisef risha al rish osai. And Rashi says, why does the Pasuk say achos nevoyos? Mochlas was bas Yishmoel. What does the Pasuk want to tell us? That she's also a sister of nevoyos, who was a son of Yishmoel, obviously. Achos nevoyos. And Rashi says that what happened was that Yishmoel was there by the Erusin, by the Kedushin. But he wasn't there at the chuppah. He passed away. He died before the chuppah. He died between the engagement, which in this case means kiddushin, and the chuppah, and the voyos brought her to the chuppah. That's what Rashi says. Had Yishmoel brought her to the chuppah, then this shidduch would be a disaster to Klal Yisrael. The koyach of Esav and Yishmoel together. The bound, the bind, the bound, the kesher, the bris. The chibur of Esav and Yishmoel would be impossible to overcome. And the Pasuk says he wasn't there. So the kesher is a bit softer. Esav incorporates into his koyach, into his possession, all types of koyaches. There are arba malochim that Avraham Avinu held milchama with. The arba malochim is a chamisha. Kedar loyme, melech elam. Each one had his country. The last one is Sidol. And the Ramban explains that these four malochim represent the arba malchiyos that will have milchama with Yisrael until Melech HaMashiach. And this is Maisa Ovesim in Lebonim, that Klal Yisrael will ultimately conquer these Malchias. It begins with Bovel, and then Parasumadai, and then Yovan is the third Malchus. Today, we are in Malchus Edom. That's the fourth Malchus. And the Siyum, the end of Malchus Edom, is Bias HaMashiach. Not before that. And when that ends, Mashiach is here. But the Pasuk says, Sidol, who is the fourth Melech, is Melech Goyim. And Rashi says, Melech Goyim Ram. In other words, he doesn't have a specific country. He doesn't belong to any specific place. He's all over. Rome, Esav, is all over. He has no special form. You know, Esav is Edom. And the Rabbeinu Bachai says that Edom is a tzeva, it's a color, it's a gavan. It's not something, it's not substance. It's just a color. You can color anything red. Because Esav can take anything, he's a red cup. Any color liquid that you will put in that cup will look, will seem to be red, Edom. Edom is not the true Tzuras Ha'odom. He's Edom, he's not Odom. It's some shibush of the concept of Odom. Edom is... it's not for real. He pushes himself. Aluf Magdiel. Rashi says, Zuroimi. When the Pasuk mentions the Alufei Esav. One of them is Aluf Magdiel, and Rashi says that's Rome. And the Maral explains, Magdiel, he's small. Kotten Nesaticha Bagoyim, the Novi says. But he pushes himself, he makes himself big. He's very small. Bozi ata me'oid. Ein lehem melech ben melech. They have nothing to inherit to the coming generations. As I'll say, they have no melech ben melech. That's the democracy that we're speaking, that we have today. It comes ultimately from Yovan and passed on to Edom, to Rome. Mishmanei ha'oretz yeh moishavecha. Rashi says, zu Italia. Shel Yovan. That's Esav. Do Italia shel Yovan. In other words, there is a connection, there's a hemshech between Yovan and Rome. Italy is the Vatican, and that's Esav. Zu Italia shel Yovan. Because Esav incorporates any koyach under his power. He's one time he's in Russia, he's sometimes with communism, he's sometimes with Nazism. He's sometimes with the Crusaders. In this specific case, he took Ishmael to be his partner in his Mulchama with Yisrael. Edom is small. He's Magdiel. Zuroimi, and the Maral says that Roimi, very interestingly, is Meloshen Roimimus. Magdiel. He elevates himself, but he isn't there. Magdiel zu Roimi. Even though Roimi is a Loshen Chazal, it's not Mefi in the Torah, but yet we find that Rabbi Seinu found the true interpretation of that word or that name, even though it's a name that's not Mefi in Kisvei HaKodesh. Roimi is a Hemshech of Magdiel. Esav is that Seinu that could incorporate under his divisions, Yishmael, and together. Esav and Yishmael are two koiches in the world. There are two koiches that the world exists upon, these two koiches. Teire. Teire is Nasa and Ishma. There's no way of accepting Torah or being mekabel Torah without these two properties that are called Naase v'Nishma. And any sequence you will say, you will give it. Naase Koidim Nishma. You know, Yisrael was also, he came to Matan Torah, he came to be Mizgaya. He had his own private Matan Torah. Vayishma Yisrael Mashmua Shama Ubo. Oh, that Shmia and then the Asiyah. But it has to be the Naase v'Nishma. Esav and Yishmael, they are the fathers of these two koiches. Esav is Asiyah, and Yishmael is Shmiah. And the Eibishter was offered them the Torah, but they refused. And that's why they lost that koich of Asiyah and Shmiah. It's a Chazal, it's a Zohar HaKadosh. And the Goyin, when he brings it, Naderes Eliyahu and Pashas Hazinu, he adds a few words, and he says, they have to give that the Matona to Klal Yisrael. So Naase v'Nishma belongs to Yisrael now, and they were mekabel the Torah. But Esav is coming with Yishmael together with these two koiches. This new treaty, this new bond, this new get-together of these two nations creates a force of Naase v'Nishma chas v'sholem mitzad tatume in order to conquer the Naase v'Nishma from Klal Yisrael against Torah. And that's Esav's matore. That he incorporates, he marries this Bas Yishmael. Esav is a seiner, and Yishmael is a oyev. There are many chazalim that relate to that. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, Yishmael, oy mi yichye misumoy keil, oy. Who can stand up against that nation that Shmoy Kael? And his name, there is the name of the Eibishter. Yishmael is the only nation that in his name there's the Shem Kael. Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Oy, mi yichye, misumoy Kael, mishmoy Kael. Oy vov. Who is he's an oyev, because oy mi yichye. Esav is a seiner. Esav is a seiner. What's the difference between an oyev and a seiner? A seiner is an enemy that's within. He's close to me. He's next to me. He's in my home. B'toch beisav. A oyev is a oyev mi bachutz. Yishmael was sent away from Beis Avraham. Goresh es ben ha'oma hazois, k'lo yirash ben ha'oma hazois im b'niyim Yitzchak. Vayishlach Avraham de b'nei apilakshim, v'yitin amatonois. Eletz keitmos, shem tumamos alayim. Boydenu chai. What's this boydenu chai? Certainly it's boydenu chai. He's sending more, he's doing something. What does the pasuk have to say, boydenu chai? Oma meiri v'rabi. This is a hemshech of a kiyum of the nevuah of Nsara Yimeinu that she said, Goresh es ben ha'oma hazois, ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazois in b'ni Yim Yitzchak. But then Ichai is telling us that Yishmael, the b'nei apilakshim, will be sent from Beis Avraham before Yerusha sets in. Yerusha comes, b'soif ha'chayim. By then Ichai, Yerusha is not there yet. And that's what Sarah said. Goresh es ben ha'oma hazois. Ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazois in b'ni Yim Yitzchak. Yishmael has no nachla v'yerusha v'beis obis. Yishmael is b'chutz. Yishmael is outside. There are two ways. There are two sorts of ammunition, of klei zayin, that we can wage war. There's a cherev and there's a keshes. There's a cherev and there's a keshes. What's the difference between cherev and keshes? Cherev is when the enemy is right here. Then I use my cherev, my sword. But when the enemy is far, then I've got to use the keshes. I've got to use the keshes because I fight the enemy is not right here. Yishmael was a roive kashos and Esav is al-chal b'chotich. The two klei milchoma that we fight, Esav and Yishmoel with are these two Klei Zayin. Asher lekachti miyad ha'emiri v'charbi uvekashti miyad ha'emiri miyad Esav she'osa ma'isa ha'emiri, Chazal tell us. It was b'charbi uvekashti. And it's interesting that Yosef HaTzadik, v'ani v'ni noisim l'cho Shechem achad alachecha asher lekachti miyad ha'emiri b'charbi uvekashti. What's the kesher? What's the difference? He's telling Yosef, I'm giving you Shechem. You were sold in Shechem. Shechem is yours. The Eir Shechem, Rashi brings in one chat. And the Nesinus Tam is l'chayre not relevant to the Etzem Atone. Asher lekachti miyad ha'amiri b'charbi uvekashti. Yosef is Mamshech Kedushas Yankev. V'hoyo beis Yaakov le'eish, u'beis Yosef le'hovo, u'beis Esav le'kash, the Novi says. Yankev is Eish, and Yosef is le'hovo. Yankev is the fire, he's the gacheles. Yosef is the flame. He's the le'hovo of that gacheles. Yankev is Kedushas Yankev in beis Yankev. Yankev ensures that anyone who ever entered, who is part of Beis Yankev, will remain the Beis Yankev. But what happens when a son leaves Beis Yankev? What happens when a son goes far? He's far away from home. He hardly remembers who his father is or his grandfather is. There's no way that a Jew can become a non-Jew. No way. Yeah, there is one way. Abay la ramis, Chazal say v'lo de kamoisa. An neshama and nefesh that should have belonged to Klal Yisrael. He's part of Klal Yisrael. His father is Yisrael. And yet the halacha says v'lo de kamoisa. That's one way of leaving Beis Yankev. That's the only way. There is one son that ensures that b'koyach shel Klal Yisrael lamoid ultimately neged that nisoyin of Boyal Aramis. That's Yosef that proved that koyach. He proved that im Eishes Adoinov. He was oimit in that nisoyin of Boyal Aramis. So Yosef was moisef to Yankev that koyach. That in that one instance, Yosef is there to ensure that that will never happen. Ultimately, that's a koyach of Yosef. In other words, Yosef is shoyme kedushas Yankev when one has left Beis Eshel Yankev. V'hoye Beis Yosef Beis Yankev le'esh u'Beis Yosef le'hova. And Chazal tell us, Eish soyref b'mkoymoy v'le'hova soyref l'merchakim. Fire burns where you put the fire. But it's the flame that brings the fire to other places. Lahova, Seyref Lemerachak, Loshen Chazal. Lemerachakim. Lemerachak. Richuk. That's Koyche Shel Yosef. Yosef and Yankev together form the Cherev and the Keshes. That Keshe of Yosef and Yankev are the Cherev and the Keshes. V'ni nesati l'cho Shechem achad alachem. Asher lekachti miyad ha'emiri b'charbi uvekashti. You deserve Shechem because you are my Keshes. Together we form, father and son, form that stone, that eternal stone. Bateshev be'eson kashtoi. And Rashi explains that to mean in one pshat that that's neged in nisoyin of Eishes Adoinov. Rashi says, "Bateishev be'eisen kashrei mishom roye even Yisrael." And Rashi says, "What's this even? Even is av and ben together. Forms the even. The even of Yisrael his father and son, Yaakov and Yosef. Yosef is the Lahava. Yosef is the flame. Yosef is the Keshis. The Cherev and the Keshis. Kivon shenoylat sitnoi shel Esav. Yaakov is ready to return back home. Yaakov tells, as soon as Yosef was born, Yaakov says to Laban, I'm going home. And Rashi explains that to mean that he waited for Yosef to be born, where he still has a milchama to wage against Esav. I need Yosef in order to wage that milchama. Kivan shenoylet Yosef sitnoi shel Esav. He's the one that can be oimed neged Esav. Because Esav had incorporated et Yishmoel, tachas kenofel. Esav and Yishmoel today are one. And I need Yosef. I need Yosef, I need the Cherev, and I need the Keshis. The Reve Kashas needs the Koyach HaYosef together with the Cherev in order to fight Esav when he comes in the form of Vayikach Es Mochlas Bas Yishmoel Achos Nevoyes Al Noshev Loi Leisha Yosef Risha Al Rishosai. He added the Marshas into his home in order to have this double koyach of Esav and Yishmoel together. That's the milchama. It seems today that it's Yishmoel that's fighting with Yisrael. Yeah, klapi chutz. But it's the underlying current, it's Esav is there. And who knows? Who knows how things will develop. But this we've got to know, that the ultimate trainer of Yaakov is Esav. Not Yishmoel. Only Yishmoel being a mechutn with Esav. The Kesher together. But Yishmoel per se is not the ultimate trainer of Yaakov. It's Esav. She reishis goyim amole b'nei Esav. It's only in the very end that Esav will be totally annihilated, destroyed. And maybe, or maybe it's not Oymik HaPshat, Karkifloi Shel Rabbi Shmuel, the Chagiga, the festivities in Rome, that ceremony, Achas L'Shivim Shono, Odom, Yimei Shnoisav Shel Odom, and this is Edom, is Achas L'Shivim Shono. And they play this game that we are here today. But they also mention at the very end, Vailon. The posik of Vachrisei Ade Oved, they know that posik very well. And they cannot end that ceremony without saying that. Vailon, when he will stand up. Because we know that that's the end. But this koyach, what is this to put on a mask? Was it children? What is it? Chas v'sholom. I don't want to be my Halloween. I'm in America. I'm sure going to yont it. I don't know about what happens over here. But what is it? This is Chazal. This is the Sole Shalaisav is working here. This is not human beings. This is koyachas atumim olamayla that are running this parade, this ceremony. Because that's the koyach of Esav, to put on a mask and to say, I'm the big man. He's Magdiel, Kotnata, but Esav no agodl. Rivka said, Vatikach Rivka es bigdei chamudais shel Esav no agodl asher ita babayis. But halbishesim siyankiv no akotn, and Chazal say in Medrash, you're calling him godl, be'einai kotn hu. He plays the role of a god. He plays the role of a big man, of power. But the truth is that behind that is someone that's not more than a color. There's no mahus there. It's Edom. It's red. It's no Mahus. He has no country. He has no king. He has no language. He has no Ksav, Chazal say. Ein lehem Ksav, ein lehem Loshen. Esau is a show. It's a very bitter show, but it's a show. Leib Shehofen, we should be Zoichen Bikorov to the Achrisei Ade Oivid, the Mitzochen, and Amalek, and all they stand for, Tobias HaGoyel, the Meir of Yemenu Amen.